Some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
In the house.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:38 a.m. local time, 8:38 Eastern. Oh, I tell you. Sometimes I wonder what in the world I'm going to do with David Christmas. Full of energy. He keeps our mornings right on point. And we want to keep your mornings on point as well. As you're traveling in, getting ready. David, you're getting ready.
Absolutely. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. The momentum is wide open.
Wide open.
It starts on Monday. By Tuesday, it's peaking. I'm at maximum speed, and I just run like that until I get on the lake fishing. And then when I go into church Sunday, I go refuel, and I'm ready to start over again.
Wow. Sounds like a plan. I tell you, speaking of fishing, you did a little something-something yesterday. Not much, but just a little something-something.
Nah, we didn't catch him.
We didn't catch too much.
The fish just did not want to bite. Mm-hmm. Lobster.
Well, you know, as we remind people about school buses, school kids, and school zones, yesterday we didn't really get out of the office early on yesterday, but we decided we just needed a little bit of R&R just to kind of break the monotony. And we remind you about certain things. And yesterday we said, you know what, we want to remember to remind people the weather is getting so incredibly beautiful. Even though it has been unseasonably cool, it hasn't really been cold. And more people are fishing, more husbands and wives, more families, more children. A lot of younger men fishing. And so it's a great hobby. It's great to be on the lake. But yesterday we saw something that we're seeing more and more often, and that's little bitty kids, 2, 3, 4 and up. Kids on the bank that are running back and forth. And it's really, really dangerous, DC.
It absolutely is, Carlette, especially in some lakes. They drop off so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could be 3 feet out from the bank, and it drops down to 7, 8, 9 feet right quick. So, you know, it's very important that those kids have life jackets on.
Absolutely. And we knew about Dubuisson Lake, and there had been, last year, there had been some drownings there and some accidents there. But we never really have gotten that close to the bank in our boat, I guess, or maybe we hadn't noticed.
Right, to actually check the depth with our depth finder.
Mm-hmm. And so those drop-offs are incredibly deep. And as fun and enjoyable as the lake is, you know, we were out last night and we were able to watch the sunset. It is absolutely gorgeous. But we understand that the water, as beautiful and fun as it is, can also be treacherous. And so, you know, DC and I were talking about it in the boat on yesterday, and we said, you know, a lot of people really don't even consider life jackets if they're not in a boat. And life jackets, you can get a life jacket for a small child at Walmart. They're very, very inexpensive, or really anywhere. And so that's just fruit for thought for those people that are going to be fishing. And I'm going to tell you, fisher people, anglers, get very, very intense. And sometimes you're watching those poles, you're watching the poles so much that you don't notice that the kids have run out of your sight or they're running back and forth. And so as you're fishing and they're having fun, a life jacket will be such a great safety mechanism for everybody involved. So just something to think about as we're getting closer and closer into that good warm weather where more people are going to be picnicking, they're going to be out fishing, they're going to be out at lakes. It's just important, especially if you can't swim, and even if you can swim, you don't want to put yourself in that situation or your small child in that situation. So just wanted to remind you of that, and we'll be talking about that on a regular basis because it's so important. Now, as you're driving in this morning, headed to work, getting kids to school. Remember, school buses, school kids, and school zones, they're in effect until 9 a.m. This is another thing to watch out for. Kids who are wearing iPods, who are wearing headsets, they're not at all concerned about their surroundings. You see kids walking in the middle of the street, they have no conception that vehicles are coming behind them. You got to stay engaged for them as well as yourself. We ask you to stay off of mobile devices as much as possible. Just do better. Each day, get a little bit better, and then it will get easier. It's Thursday. We're headed straight towards Good Friday. Everybody's already planning their crawfish boils, their family gatherings, getting ready for Resurrection Sunday. And so there's lots of excitement in the air, lots of energy in the air, lots of people coming into town that are going to be visiting with family and friends. And so that's another thing that we need to be mindful of, as we're getting ready for the weekend. So lots going on, lots to think about, and we're super excited. It's Thursday, it's 7:44, you're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. He's a third generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Minimally invasive image guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster is our top priority. 318-445-9700 is the number to phone. Also, don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas. The number to phone Rosa and her team for home, auto, and life insurance is 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. A lot of people are going to be buying new cars for seniors graduating. A lot of people are buying cars, and Hickson has it. Hey, everybody. What?
It's going to be that time for us to get Young Beach Christmas to call you real soon.
I know. I don't even want
to
think.
I'm trying to debate on whether I'm just going to get him a sled, you know, to start out with, you know, just a real junker, you know, to kind of, you know, and just, you know, junker but safe, you know what I'm saying?
Junker but safe.
You know, just to let him learn how to deal or just go ahead and get him a nice ride.
You know, the thought of that is just absolutely one that I am absolutely not ready for. Yesterday when we picked him up.
I'm ready because I'm tired of hauling him around.
When we picked him up for school and we passed through the student parking lot and I said, my goodness, all of these young people behind the wheel of vehicles. And, you know, you forget we were all that age. We all wanted to drive and we were no different. Our kids want to drive as well, but we have to implore these safety mechanisms like no cell phones, staying engaged, watching out for yourself as well as others. And it starts, it really, really starts with us. Y'all, we got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about the job fair that we've been talking about, the 7th annual community-wide youth job fair. It's critically important for those parents that are driving in this morning, DC, because we want to make our kids and this generation better. And the way we start is to implore them. Not even as an option, but to let them know that they got to learn how to work. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about it with Francis Penny right after this. Stay on point, everybody. We're back in a moment.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9% and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:56 local time, 8:56 Eastern time. And you know, yesterday I got on my, I guess on my soapbox about gumption and our kids having gumption. And that's a word that just kind of keeps coming up for me. And that's why we have been so passionate about telling you about the 7th annual community-wide youth job fair. Because believe it or not, parents, not enough of our kids have that thing called gumption. And if they don't, we need not look any further than ourselves. And so here to talk about the 7th annual community-wide youth job fair is Francis Tenney from the Rapides Business and Career Solutions Center. It is doing amazing. Francis, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to come back. And yes, we are doing much better this year. I am just so happy, so excited that the Job Seeker Workshop was so successful. And now we're looking toward the job fair, which is next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And so Francis and I were sitting here talking. We both have young people, young teens in our families. And I was saying to Francis that we really want to share with all of you that most of the kids are, well, I know our son is getting out of school on Friday for spring break, and I think most kids are getting out here really, really soon for spring break. Well, when they come back from spring break, it's already all downhill. So now if you're trying to figure out what your kids are going to do for the summer, if they're old enough, 16 and older, Francis, they can come to this job fair and get a job.
Well, we are definitely hoping that they come to the job fair. There are many, many employers going to be there. And last time I think I was saying I hope we hit the big 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've done that. We've went over that. We've gone over the big 6-0.
Woohoo! All
that
right.
That really, really excites me. So I am very thankful that we have done that. And we've gone out very diligently recruiting to get employers there. We've also done much recruiting trying to get the students to come out now, the young people, like you said, 16 and up.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a cap of 25, but if someone comes in over 25, we're not going to turn them away.
Absolutely.
We're trying to help every youth out there to try to get a job.
And now Frances says she's so excited, but she is so soft-spoken, if you've never met Frances, that you couldn't really tell that she's excited, but she is super excited. The last time she was here, people were saying, oh, we can't hear her, but she's such a meek spirit and has worked so diligently on this program to make sure that young people get involved. And I don't know, Francis, it has just been in my craw since you've been here about why. Now, you guys are seeing a better turnout.
Oh, definitely.
But why we're not seeing so many young people out there that you guys can't contain it?
Well, that is a big question. And no, I don't have the answer. But we've been trying to get the word out this time. Like I said, we've been diligent working as a committee. And we're trying to get everyone to know that, yes, we need our young people to come out. We need them to come to this job fair. Like I said, it's next Tuesday at the Riverfront. It's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. And they're out of school,
mm-hmm.
so there's no reason why they can't get there. We need parents to make sure they get there, remind them that the job fair is Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I think that's a great point. There's no reason why kids can't get there. They're going to be out for spring break.
Right.
And this is an incredible opportunity. But really, as we were talking about the 7th annual community-wide job fair, what really dawned on me is this, is that parents are going to have to push harder.
Right. We got to have that adult in their life, someone.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the parent is not there, perhaps an aunt.
Right.
Older sister, older brother. Give them bus fare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make sure they get to the job fair. We're trying to match an employer with that particular youth. And the only way they can get matched is if they come. Now, when they do come, we have an employer booklet that's going to contain all the employers that are there. They can go through the booklet even before they go upstairs and know exactly what they're looking for or what area that they want to target.
Mm-hmm.
There will be resources there as well as employers. Some resources, the technical college will be there. And maybe you can go over there and also get some type of resource, such as how do I apply? There are other companies going to be there, just resources. So it's employers, yes,
mm-hmm.
but then also there is some other information out there to help them.
Now, as you were saying that, Francis, you know what really dawned on me, and we have really been hammering this hard with our young man. These young people today are not communicating. If it's not through text or an email or some sort of networking device or mechanism, they are not communicating. And I believe that's the reason why we're not seeing more young people out there. But as parents, we have to encourage our kids and let them know that opening up their mouth and talking is not definitely an option.
Right. They definitely need to open their mouth. We had a young man at the Job Seeker Workshop, and before that Job Seeker Workshop was over, he was really opening up a little louder, because I told him, when you go to that job interview, if an employer can't hear you, guess what? They're going to go to the next person. And also, I informed them that when you go to a job interview, usually it's an older person.
Right.
They may not be hard of hearing, but they also want to know that you're excited to be here.
Right. And that you want to be here. And one of the things that DC has a huge problem with is that mumbling.
Oh, my God.
Open up your mouth and talk.
I help my niece with her children, and that's the point that they're getting to. They want to mumble. And I said, I'm not deaf, but I'm tuning you out because you're not speaking so I can understand what you're saying. You're mumbling.
And I'm telling you, and parents, hear me. I know you're on your drive to work this morning. If you don't start now, and you know, I know people are saying, you guys always talk about fishing. Fishing, fishing, fishing. Whether you like fishing or not, fishing is a great, it's a great sport, but it's a great metaphor for life.
Definitely.
And I'm going to tell you, if you teach your young men and your young women to fish now, they'll be able to feed themselves. If you feed them, if you catch the fish and feed them constantly, when they leave you, they will never understand the concept of feeding themselves. And too many of us, because we want better for our kids, and we have sold ourselves on this, we want better for our kids, that we think that they're too good to work. We think that they're too good to be submissive and understand how to follow instructions. I'm not going to let anybody talk to my child like this. We're not teaching them the core values that they need to be successful when they leave the nest.
Right, right. I've always heard, and now I do believe, it takes a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.
And so if you're not in your child's presence, then someone else ought to be able to lead your child. Mm-hmm. But you have so many youth these days. They do not want to listen. It's just they don't want to listen. They think you're old school. That's their word now.
Right.
You're old school. You don't know what it's like now because you're older. Well, guess what? You have to go through your age to get to our age.
Absolutely.
And they don't understand that. They just think you just appeared here at that particular age.
Oh, yeah. And so, Francis, I know you guys already had the process where you helped people with the resumes and you kind of helped them with the cover letters. But every job isn't going to necessarily need a resume and a cover letter, will it?
No, not every job. Some companies still use the paper application.
Okay.
So we went over that as well. So you need to be able to know what to put on that paper application. Bring the resume. Or if you don't have a resume, you can always just write down some information about yourself on paper. We were talking earlier about young people working at McDonald's. And it looks like they're just working and they have no concept that I am gaining experience.
Right.
I am gaining skills. All they're thinking about for the young ladies, I can get my nails done. I can get the latest fashion.
Right.
And the young men as well. I get me some more tennis shoes. But guess what? You are learning. You are learning responsibility, because if you're at front with the money, you have to concentrate and make sure you're giving out the correct change.
Right.
If you're in the back with the food, you got to make sure that that order is correct.
Right.
That's responsibility.
That's right. And not only that, Francis, we want to really hit home, too, that it's teaching our kids a very, very important early life's lesson, and that is work ethic.
Right.
Being at work when you're supposed to be there.
Right. Valuable abilities that they can get, and they don't realize that just from being in the workplace.
And so now this is what we want parents and young people to know, that it's not too late if they didn't make it to the seminar where you guys were doing cover letters and resumes. It's not too late, and we want to encourage as many people are within the sound of our voices to encourage their young people, to take their young people, to get a family member, to take their young person out and experience this opportunity on April the 22nd. So just kind of give us a feel about what that day should look like for people that are planning.
Excuse me. Okay, first of all, when they come into the center, that's the Riverfront Center. When they come into the center, they're going to come in and register.
Okay.
And it's going to say job seeker registration. And that's where they will come in, register, get their packet, and go upstairs. Now, and they'll, like I said, they're going to get that employer booklet. And once they're upstairs, they can walk around and view all of the employers and decide where they want to visit, where they want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just have to throw this in. When they come downstairs, they're going to have a survey, and we wish that they would complete and turn in the survey.
Okay.
Also, very importantly, the name tag, you have to put on a name tag when you go upstairs. A lot of them don't want to put that name tag on, but you have to put that name tag on as well. This year, I'm going to do something a little different. When you come downstairs, I want you to put the name tag on a table that's going to be set up. It's a blue tablecloth,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be where you make your exit impression.
Your exit impression. Oh, I like that. And so what made you decide to have an exit impression?
Well, the Riverfront Maintenance came up with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said after the youth job fair, they had name tags on the walls and name tags in the elevators. And not only did they have to remove those, they had to use a special solvent to remove the glue as well.
Mm.
So that's why I wanted to throw that out there, make that exit impression.
Absolutely. And so what are the most important things that you want to tell young people and parents that are going to be attending on next Tuesday?
Okay, next Tuesday, like we were saying earlier, we have employers that are going to be there mm-hmm. trying to match the job seeker with the employer, their skills, their abilities, okay? And be sure you dress to impress
mm-hmm.
because you're out of school, so you don't necessarily have to come up there in your school uniform.
Right.
So you want to make that big impression because the first impression is the most memorable impression.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so parents, this is vitally important. I believe it's a great life skill that we can teach each and every one of our kids. And I just want to add, dress to impress is important. And that can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people.
Right.
So probably no blue jeans.
Definitely. Well, I wouldn't say because there are going to be construction employment.
Okay.
So some in the job seeker workshop, I said this and say this now. Whenever you go and you decide this is the company I want to work for,
mm-hmm.
if you will go on the internet and try to look at that company, how they're dressing.
Good.
If it's construction work, then it's okay to wear jeans to the job fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. But don't just take them out the drawer and put them on.
Right.
Okay.
Make sure they're neat. Right.
Put them in the dryer, throw out some wrinkles, or get an iron and actually put on them. Okay. And then the other thing, if you know it's going to be a business, or if you're not sure, yes, definitely, put on some slacks.
Right.
Wear some slacks, nice shirt, nice blouse, if you're not sure.
Absolutely. Shine your shoes, DC said.
The hair out of your ears, nose. Get you some hair and nose clippers.
DC, at 16, they don't have that. No sagging.
No sagging.
No sagging. Hey, everybody, it's going to be April the 22nd, and they're looking at ages 16 to 25. It's going to be from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Alexandria Riverfront. It's a free job seekers workshop. Francis Tenney, you have done an incredible job along with the Rapides Business and Career Solutions Center. This is a great opportunity. They've got a lot of great sponsors. And guess what? It's going to be even greater when your young person shows up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work that you guys are doing. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 10 minutes after. What are you telling me? 10 minutes after 8 local time. 10 minutes after 9 Eastern time. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. Remember, it's open enrollment. We want to support those companies who support their community, and that's Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And here's the number, 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play. In Avoyelles Parish, you can find them on Facebook or you can phone 800-833-4195. McDonald's, of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to tell you who's up right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite on in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Jumping music, slick DJs, fog machines, and laser rays. Look out, weekend, cause Hello.
I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Oh, yeah. Look out. We're getting ready for the Easter weekend. It's so exciting. I know a lot of people are coming in and out of town. A lot of people are traveling. A lot of people are getting ready. But before we get ready, we got to switch gears just a little bit. And we've got to talk about something this morning that you probably never would have thought about this morning. We're talking about a subject that is probably very uncomfortable for people to talk about. And this is who we are. We encourage, uplift, and enlighten people one conversation at a time. And we do that with information. And it's all types of information, but it's information that we believe and we know is going to make your life better. And let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about the millions of women in this country who experience something called urinary incontinence. Statistics show that there's probably about 25 million of us women who experience some sort of urinary incontinence. Women may lose a few drops of urine while they're running or coughing, or others may feel a strong, sudden urge to urinate just before losing a large amount of urine. Well, this morning, we're talking to a woman who is experiencing that, but is not settling for the debilitation that it could cause in one's life. After the birth of her twins, Brooke Solis became one of the 25 million women who was challenged by the issue of athletic incontinence. Now, Brooke is a Yale-educated lawyer. She is an inventor, a self-admitted fitness health nut, a wife, and a mother of five. And today, Brooke has added to all of those titles the CEO and spokesperson for Just Go Girl. Brooke, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network all the way from Austin, Texas.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, everything is big in Texas, I hear.
Everything's giant in Texas, that's right.
And so, Brooke, we're talking about a problem that you're experiencing. First of all, I want to talk about why you decided to talk about it so publicly.
Absolutely. So I have had this problem at sort of at varying degrees since the birth of my first child, but after my twins, because it was a pretty significant childbirth period, I gained a lot of weight. I put a lot of stress on my bladder during that pregnancy. I found that even the activities that I was able to do before I had the twins were becoming more challenging because of my personal leak issue. And because I really wanted to go back to the activities that I love, which include CrossFit and running and kickboxing, I tried every single product on the market. I tried every pad out there. I found them to be uncomfortable and visible from behind and just a real impediment to being comfortable when I was working out. I decided that there had to be a better solution, and I came up with a design of the pad that you can see on our website, which is shaped like a teardrop. So it's super light and comfortable, and you can't see it from behind.
Wow. So with all of that said, let me rewind just a little bit, Brooke.
Yes. Yes.
When did you realize that you had this thing called urinary incontinence?
Well, so I went to a fitness class, and it was a class that I had taken before my twin pregnancy, and I picked up a jump rope, and I started to jump rope, and I realized after about two turns of the jump rope that I had a pretty bad leak of urine. I mean, bad to the point of put my jump rope down, backed out of the room, called my husband crying. And I didn't know what it was because I'd had tiny issues before, but this was a much more significant problem. And I started doing some research and realized how common the problem was and decided that if I could solve it and if I could talk about it and help other women solve it, that it could do something really important to help women who, like me, wanted to get back to their fitness level, wanted to get back to their pre-baby body or some close approximation of that, and needed to be able to engage in high-impact exercise to be able to do that.
Wow. And so is there a point, Brooke, where you go to your doctor and you say, what is going on? Or do you just kind of do the research on your own and just understand what's going on?
You know, most women don't actually talk to their doctors about it. Now that I, you know, have the company up and running and we have a board of OB advisors, mm-hmm. I've talked to probably 60 or 70 OBs over the past year, and only about 15% of them get reports from their patients that they're having this issue. And that's when the problem is so significant that most of those women are already talking about surgery to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So most women don't talk about it. They don't even talk about it with their partners. They mention it to mom friends and mom circles, but a lot of women really keep it to themselves. And that's been one of the things about our process that's been so enlightening for me and so encouraging to me, is that so many women have reached out and said, I thought I was by myself. I never told anyone. I thought I was suffering alone. And it's so great to know that there are millions of women who have this problem and that we can figure out a way to talk about it and solve it together.
And so what statistics say is about 1 in 3 women suffer from urinary incontinence. And so when did you decide, Brooke, because this is an intensely personal subject, and this is one that, as you said, most women are not even talking to their gynecologist about. They're not talking anyone about. And really, it's something that unless you would talk about it, no one would ever really know. Why did you decide, I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to share my story?
I think I decided probably 2 years ago when I started coming up with a solution, because I felt like, if it's a problem that's limiting me, it's a problem that's limiting other women. And if it takes a little bit of embarrassment for people to hear my story and to know that, you know, if you see me in the gym now, you know exactly what's going on, if I'm jumping up and down, I can deal with it. It's totally fine. You know, the days before people staring at me from behind when I'm jumping up and down off of a box or everybody knows what's up, but... it's such a small price to pay to feel like we're delivering a solution that's getting women back to what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get an email every single day saying thank you, and it is so worth the embarrassment, the public embarrassment of talking about a really difficult issue. Even if I just helped one woman, it would be so worthwhile. And, you know, the embarrassment of the issue, as far as I'm concerned at this point, because I talk about it so much, is diminished. You know, it's like anything else. When I was the first person talking about it, it felt a little bit embarrassing, but now I have hundreds of women talking to me about it, thousands of women talking to each other about it. So I really hope that part of what we achieve is really destigmatizing it and taking that embarrassment factor out of the equation, because I have this issue because I had people in my belly. You know, I grew humans. And so what I did was an amazing thing. What every mom does is an amazing thing. We go through this awesome period when we're growing a baby, and our bodies don't necessarily go back to their pre-baby state. And if this one little issue is preventing moms from doing the things that they love, I can stand up and I can blush a little bit as I talk about it, because it's so important to me to make the solution available.
And, you know, as I was perusing your website, Brooke, and looking at the amazing design that you have created, you know what I started thinking as a young girl, and we were talking about your girls, as a young girl, the one important thing, especially girls who are athletic or who are on the move, the one thing that we all wanted to do was learn how to use a tampon, because we didn't want the print of having a sanitary napkin.
Exactly.
And for those people who, even if you are a health nut or not, or if you exercise or not, if you have urinary incontinence, this is why it's so universal, because it's not just about athleticism. It's about being comfortable and not wanting anybody to see this huge pad, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It is, and it's funny that you say that. We started the process of talking about the problem and the issue with a real focus on the athletic community, because I knew that was where there was an urgent need. Because if you're, you know, in a CrossFit workout and you're not doing something because you know that you're going to pee in front of the folks in the gym, I really want to get a pad to you. But at the same time, like immediately, but at the same time, you know, there are younger girls who are menstruating. You know, I have a teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. I have two younger girls who are about to hit their teens. And nobody wants to wear a sanitary napkin in shorts. You know, we live in, right. I live in Austin, we're in shorts 10 months out of the year. There's nothing more embarrassing than feeling like someone can see a pad in the back of any pair of pants or shorts that you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So the pad is, I mean, it really is a product that girls can use, that teenagers can use, that younger women can use, regardless of whether they have urinary incontinence, because it's been tested by a lot of folks in my network who don't have the issue and who just wanted to be able to wear yoga pants when it was their time of the month and not have to worry about the bulkiness of a pad either. So it's definitely a pad that sort of crosses a number of different needs for women. And as we spread the word, we hope that women will try it for a whole host of different reasons.
Absolutely. Brooke, let's do this. Let's do one more segment. I got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell people how they can get the pad, how they can connect with your fabulous website. And who needs to be using this incredible new product? Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break. We're back right after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey,
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, we know that you're almost there by now. Probably it's 8:37 local time, 9:37 Eastern time. This segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, Walker Automotive Group, Southern Heritage Bank, and Davis One Stop. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're talking about a subject that's it's pretty sensitive, but it's pretty important. And you know what? This is why we thought it was so critically important to bring someone that is experiencing urinary incontinence. It is just one of those necessary conversations. I know you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, but you know what? For many women, in fact, 25 million women, one out of three, are experiencing some sort of urinary incontinence. And we would say to you, Brooke Solis, kudos to you for the courage to come out and talk about it. Talk about your peeing and talk about it like it's really not that big of a deal. And so
thank you.
So really, it probably is not that big of a deal for you anymore, is it?
It really isn't. Although I have to say, as you were introducing me, I wondered how many cups of coffee just got spat all over.
I was too.
Steering wheels. Like, how many people were like driving and listening and heard urinary incontinence and went like, woo! It's not a big deal for me to talk about anymore. And it's funny. I say to my children who have heard me talking about it for a year now, I don't think I have any shame in my game anymore. You know, I have this problem, but I work out every day and I'm really proud of my body and I'm really proud of my children. And, you know, if my body took a licking to get to the children that I adore, and my bladder just would not go back to the bladder that it once was. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine not doing the things that I love because of it. And now that I have my pad in my life, I can't imagine going back.
Well, let me tell you something. For those people that are going to go to the website and see you, for five children, you look absolutely incredible. And that is not even
Thank
the
you.
Best adjective that I can use to describe someone that's birthed five children and a set of
Thank
twins.
You.
And I know exactly how hard it is after you've gained almost 100 pounds to lose that weight. And then to look at your body and understand that that's not only what went wrong, but your bladder changed.
Yes. I mean, it's almost like this sort of crazy thing that happens to women. And it's a surprise more often than it should be that, you know, you get all ready to go for your first workout after having a baby and you have this issue. And yeah, for me, it was a long road back from twins, and I knew it was going to require high impact exercise, that yoga was not going to get me to the body that I wanted. I knew I had the issue, and I knew that I needed to solve it. And, you know, I think now about how many women get their Tybo DVD ready to go mm-hmm. after they finally get the baby settled and, you know, they're ready for their first workout. And I've heard the story, you know, they get going with Tybo and they leak and they scream
right.
and they get on the phone or they get on the internet and they're like, are you kidding me? Like everything else that's going on in my life isn't hard enough. Now this too.
And then, and then the real issue with that is that for many women, it's not going to go away. So you have to find a way to live with it. But I want to make it even more simplistic than that. For those women that are saying, okay, I'm not a fitness guru. I'm not going to do any high impact exercise, the most high impact I'm going to get is walking. I want to speak to those women that if they cough, if they laugh too loudly, yes, or too immensely, or if they sneeze, or if they just move in a way that is contrary to their bladder, that those women, yep, are having much the same issue.
Absolutely. And you know, I'll tell you, it eventually, once we're really out in the marketplace, our advertising campaign is going to be much more broadly focused on why wouldn't you just use this pad instead, mm-hmm, of any other pad? Because, by the way, it's super comfortable, and it protects you better than a panty liner, and it works just as well as a sanitary napkin. So just put this pad in your drawer, and we'll cover all of your pad needs forever.
Absolutely.
Because it really is more comfortable. And I'll tell you a funny story that I'm hoping your listeners will find funny and not too much information. But last week I was getting ready to go and I didn't have any pads in my drawer. We'd just done a huge sample run. And so I had an old incontinence pad from when I was testing pads out. And I thought, oh, I'll just put this in today. And I was going to run later, but it wasn't even really in my early day plan. And I put it in and I was like, holy moly, there really is no going back. I mean, it felt so uncomfortable and so heavy, and I had to switch it out, and I had to go get go to storage and grab a case. And I mean, once you try this pad, I can promise you it will be the only pad that you ever want to use. And then you can laugh really hard and not worry about leaking. You can sneeze, have a sneezing attack and not worry about leaking. You're just going to be covered and comfortable all day long.
Absolutely. And we want to talk, like you said, to those women that are high impact that really, really need this. Now describe, because I've looked at the shape and the design, describe, you know, the design of the pad.
Sure. So the design of the pad is really intended to emulate a teardrop. Mm-hmm. So when I started thinking about the way that I would want the pad to function as I'm working out every single day, what I was really focused on is I don't need the pad in the back. No one really needs that portion of the pad in the back that is heavy and bulky and visible. All I really needed was the part of the pad in the front where I knew I was going to be leaking. So the idea was to figure out how we could shape the pad so it really looks kind of like a pair of thong underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So the absorbent section is concentrated exactly where you need it and exactly where nobody else can see it. So we wanted something that was comfortable and functional, and it absorbs as much as a moderate absorbency incontinence pad, so it's really, really great when it comes to high-volume leakage. If you're headed to CrossFit and you're doing box jumps today and you've got this pad in your bag, you're going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the goal, to make it comfortable and a utility item for extremely fit women, but also a comfortable and discreet and great item to have in the bag if, you know, you're planning on going for a walk this afternoon and you just might sneeze on the walking trail.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so tell people, Brooke, how they can go to your website and, even more importantly, how they can order this pad.
Absolutely. So you can order pads at justgogirl.com, www.justgogirl.com. You can place a one-time order on our site. You can become a subscribing member on our site and save a little bit of money and just have pads show up at your door every month. And we love sampling. So you can also go to our website and request a sample, and we'll zip a sample pack right over to you. You can also get our pads on Amazon. So you can head over to Amazon, and if you're shopping already, just throw a 10-pack in your bag, and you can try us out that way too.
Absolutely. And so what is the most important thing, Brooke, that you hope that women who have lived probably in a shroud of secrecy about urinary incontinence, what's the most important thing that you'd like to share with them?
That you're not alone, that there are so many of us that have this exact same issue, that worry about this, that have been challenged by it, and we're your community now. You can come join us, and we'll inspire you to work out, we'll inspire you to come up with solutions that will really get you back to the body that you want, the body that you love, and we're going to make you more comfortable every single day.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to note, Brooke, as well, that a lot of women don't want to go through surgery. I have a friend and have had a few friends that have expressed to me that they experienced urinary incontinence and don't want to go through the surgery.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. We talk about that a lot on the website. Surgery is really, I think most women would consider it an absolute last option.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's some downtime associated with it. I have three women who are our advisors who've been through the surgery. I wanted to have that perspective on our team too.
And two of them have had some reversal of the problem since the surgery, and one had no relief from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually go through the entire procedure, be down for 6 weeks, and still end up with the same mm-hmm. problem. It might be minimized, but you might still have a leak issue, and you lost 6 weeks recovering from surgery. So,
absolutely.
You know, we feel like this is such a simple solution to the problem, and surgery is such a big and sort of unreliable solution to the problem. It just feels to us like it's so much easier just to grab a 10-pack, throw it in your bag, have it ready whenever you need it, and get through your workout with confidence.
Absolutely. And just want to remind people again, this is a conversation that we thought was important and necessary, especially since women are twice as likely as our male counterparts to suffer with urinary incontinence. It happens for many women after childbirth, menopause, and the structure of our female urinary tract, it just changes. And so this is what happens. And we want to thank you so much, Beth Salas, for sharing your experience, your life, and your hope. But most importantly, it may not seem courageous. It may not seem courageous to you at this moment. But we know that there are a lot of women that are driving to work, that are sitting at their computers saying, "I am you, Brooke."
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that. I'm going to start crying now. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the time, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. This is an important conversation. We want to drive people to your website. Give it one more time, Brooke, before we've got to go out to break.
It's just gogirl.com. Come see us.
Absolutely. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Don't forget about State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state. Also the city of Alexandria and Daryl's Auto Service. Stay on point, everybody. We got to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Stenlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hicks
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Remember, there's still a few minutes left. It's 8:55 local time, 9:55 Eastern time. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And they resume again at 2 p.m. So I just want to thank our guest, DC, Beth Salas. And I know after you've talked about a thing for such a long time, and it's something that you feel passionate about, that you don't feel that it takes courage. But we sensed in the atmosphere and in the universe that there are a lot of women who are dealing with urinary incontinence, who are not talking about it. And, you know, one of those things as women that we do is we believe that our own personal business is our own personal business. And that is very true to a very large degree. But what I said to Brooke, as we ended our conversation is that it's the truth that makes you free. And then when you get free, things like urinary incontinence no longer hold you in bondage. And so Brooke's story is many stories. Many women share the same story of, you know, so many things happen to us when we birth a child. Some women who never had high blood pressure get high blood pressure. It may resolve, it may not. Many of us become diabetic. So many things can happen. And I really didn't realize until looking at the research that pregnancy could cause urinary incontinence. And for many women, they struggle with the issue of how to deal with it. And so I have a friend who has urinary incontinence, who is one of those people that is very athletic and works out and is challenged by urinary incontinence. And in case you don't know, you know, of course we can go to the website and we can find out about anything, but if you're coughing and you're leaking a little bit of urine or a lot of urine, or if you're laughing or if you sneeze or various different types of movements that put pressure on your bladder, it can cause you to leak urine. And for many, it's become an issue that is or can be debilitating. And the reason why we were drawn to Brooke is because we love the design of her product. And for busy women who are on the go, who are wanting to exercise, who are not wanting to have that bulk, well, this is a great way to handle the problem. So you got to go to her website. It's Just Go Girl. You can go there privately. You can look at it. She's also talked about how you can get free samples, and it'll be freeing for many people. And so, you know, we know, well, it's probably not the easiest thing in the world to hear. It's probably not the easiest thing in the world or the most exciting thing that we want to talk about, but we felt like it was necessary, and I hope that you received. I hope you'll go to her website and check it out. Switching gears just a little bit. So many things going on. But before I forget, DC, I want to send some huge, a Good Friday's coming up. It is. But I want to send some shout outs. To people that say, you know what, when they see us, they say,
yeah,
they listen every single morning. Shirley Reynolds, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Shirley, thank you for being a part of the OPT network. And thank you for listening every single morning. Good morning.
And just in case you didn't know, that would be Ellis's Reynolds' wife, who is the butcher at
Davis One Stop.
He's the meat man. He gets your meat right.
And nobody
don't forget to go over to Davis One Stop and get you some of that finely cut meat.
And nobody probably knows Ellis's name because we always call him Pudgy. And that would bring us to another listener who stopped us yesterday and said, I listen to you guys every single morning. Never knew his name. DC simply calls him what?
Meathead. What's up, Meat? You know, Meathead is a DJ. His real name is Carl Malone.
Who knew?
I didn't.
You know, isn't that something when you're, I don't know if it's just a small town thing or if it's what it is, but for many of us who live in the country or who come from small towns, we have used nicknames so much that when somebody says a person's real name, you're just stunned because you never knew their name. You only knew their nickname.
Absolutely.
But we've got some other things that we want to share. People are sending us all sorts of